wandering time to awake from your sleep. Rise to a new day with each your soul to keep. Come, my children, time to awake from your sleep. Rise to a new day with each your soul to keep. Do 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 do.
Hello and welcome to the Enlightened Medicine Show with Dr. Valerie Olmsted, the holographic physician. Tonight is going to be an open mic night, so this is your time to call in and ask your questions, or you know, just text them in on the fast chat and I will answer them that way if you're too shy or don't want to call in. The call-in numbers are on your screen on the BBS index page, which I don't normally do, so let me take a look at that, and I will tell you what they are as soon as I can bring my BBS up again. Well, maybe I won't. Oh, here we go. Thanks, Seth. 888-228-4494. And again, that's 888-228-4494. And we're on channel 2 here, in case you've forgotten. Okay, before we get into all the questions and everything, or else I am going to ramble, so you better call in. The sponsor of our show is Hydramay Skin Nutrition. I was just thinking that, you know, I just love Marjorie and John. I really do. And so, hi Marjorie, hi John, hi Chucky. And they're just lovely people. And if you haven't tried their product, I hope that you will, because it's really awesome. It's all organic, all natural skin nutrition. Not your normal lotion type stuff. It actually heals, which is really cool. Anyway, so tonight I didn't really want to have to work too hard this last week or so, well, a couple weeks. And so I haven't scheduled anybody with books because I would have to go read the books. And, you know, I just don't have the time to do that right at the moment. So I wanted to kind of bring to the forefront something that if you start doing it, it's really going to help. And so I wanted to talk about that a little bit tonight, and I'll talk about that in between. If somebody wants to call in, we'll talk about what you want to talk about. But other than that, let me just start off with saying there are things that are going on the planet, the energies and things. You know, we talk about that a lot. But what I'd like you to realize is that if you look at everything in your life as meaning something, and not necessarily bad, you know, don't immediately assume that anything that seems really difficult is bad. I mean, hey, I'm the queen of this stuff, okay? You know, I've had more stuff happen to me in my life than any 10 people put together usually. So let me just say that if we can maintain a balance and not go off the deep end when difficult things happen, it makes life a heck of a lot better, and you might really find out what's going on. So if you kind of back up a little bit when things happen and just notice what's happening around you and really ask yourself, how do I feel about this? You know, what's really going on in me internally and what does this mean to me? Because you know what? It's all about you. I'm just a figment of your imagination, as you are of mine. And so everything that happens is all about you becoming a well-rounded citizen of the universe. And when we're all well-rounded enough, then we get to hang out in a big bag of light all together. We'll be moving in and out of each other as streams of light and occasionally just not having any other consciousness other than bliss. But in the meantime, down here in the third dimension, inside this video game, we have things that we have to deal with. And it can be really tough. And I have to tell you something funny that happened. I heard a story about someone who normally maintains decorum, no matter what's happening. And she had something happen that somebody had a misunderstanding and basically screamed at her for about 15 minutes. I mean, at the top of her lungs, screaming, hollering, really had no right to do that. You know, this person was not a member of this other person's little world, okay? And it was a work situation. And this person decided that it was really bad, and she felt horrible, and she felt totally humiliated. And she told me about this, and she said, what do I do? She said, these people that I have to deal with aren't even in my section of the building. But she said, this one person has decided that I am awful and it's my fault, everything that they have to do, and this had nothing to do with me. And she said, what do I do? And I said, you know, what I find really helps when you're in a situation like that, and you pass these people every day, and they're being phony, and you know they're being phony, because people can't hide anymore. You know, we all know what everybody's about. And it's very difficult to take that. It's very difficult to take the high road when you know what's going through these people's minds. You know, you can look at them and you know what's happening. And you know that their hearts are not clear. And that they are like little children, little spoiled children. But these children are trying to harm you. And so what do you do? And I said, you know, have you ever found something in your life that was presented to you, maybe something that just happened in your house even, or as you were taking a walk, and you looked at it and you had no idea what the heck that was? And she goes, no, not really. And I said, really? I have that happen all the time. You know? And I've had some strange things pop up in my life. And so she thought about it for a minute. She said, wait a minute. Yes, I do. She said, you know what? She said, you know when you told me to do this cleanse? And I said, yeah. She said, well, you know what comes out is green. I said, yeah. And she said, looks kind of odd. She said, I stood there and I looked at it and wondered if I was really sick. And until you told me it was normal. And I said, yes. Mm-hmm. If you've ever done a cleanse, you're probably cracking up right now. And if you're not, you're going, ew. But trust me, when you do a botanical cleanse, your poop comes out kind of hanging together like in a sock almost, and it's green. It's the weirdest color of green because of the herbs and because this is old stuff, old mucus and stuff coming off of your intestines. And so she said, you know, she said, I stood there and looked at it for a minute, and I just didn't know how to react because I truly had no idea if that was normal or not. And I started laughing, and I said, yeah, that's what I'm talking about. You look at these people. I mean, you're nice to them. You know, if they say hello, you say hello back. But I said, just kind of look at them like they're some species you've never seen before, and you're trying to figure out what they are. I said, it'll confuse the heck out of them. It'll take the smirk off of their faces, and they'll be wondering about that for days. They'll probably still be talking about it years from now. So she was just laughing. She said, you know what, I feel a lot better. And, you know, this is something we're all going through. Some of us have been going through it for a few years. But what's really happening is the energy on the planet is causing us to have to come from a higher place. It's causing us to not be able to deal with life the way we have been dealing with it. And it's causing us to really choose something higher all the time. So how do you deal with nasty people? And they're getting nastier. If you've noticed, there's a dividing line that's happening. And the people who were borderline nasty before are now going off the deep end. And they'll pretty much self-destruct, so you don't need to do anything. In fact, you don't want to get in with that. You don't want to get involved in the drama. Because what's happening is all the crap, which is kind of appropriate with the last story I just told you, but But all the crap that's within them is coming up. It's coming up for review. And it's happening to all of us. We're having to clear stuff not only out of our own life, but out of our DNA, out of the ancestors' lives. Now, the reason we're doing that is because we are all one. And so we all have something to do with this. And as these things come up, if someone has not prepared themselves spiritually, what happens is it unbalances them, sometimes to death, sometimes into severe illness, and sometimes they flip, they just flip, you know. They fall off the deep end and they are totally certifiably crazy. Now, some of these people are real dangerous when they're in that phase, so you just want to stay away from them. But it kind of brought out the good point to me because, you know, I mean, I felt like waves of anger hitting me. Now, I thought I had dealt with that a long time ago. And for the most part, you know, I'm pretty calm. But the other day as I was driving across town, I thought about something and I got angry. Oh, boy, did I get angry. And I was like, you know. I was becoming Xena. And I'm driving down the street and I'm thinking, oh, my God, I don't want to feel like that. And so I said, all right, take this away from me, you know, and just let it go. And the only thing I could figure was that one of the people that had done me wrong was somewhere around. And so the natural thing is to react to that. Because, you know, there are some instances we have in life where someone has gone out of their way to screw us over. I mean, really out of their way. And so that tends to make you angry, you know. And so I had that experience and I said, man, that's not the way that I want to be. I don't want to live in that space because I know what happens when you live in that space. It just gets worse and you get mired in it. It's like stepping into a bog, you know, and you see somebody else is in there and you think, oh, well, you know, I'm going to go have a talk with that person. And you step into the bog and sheesh, boy, there you are, mired up to the knees in it. And if you start fighting with them, you're going to be up to your neck and beyond. I'm not saying don't stand up for yourself. What I'm saying is just really carefully consider what you're doing. Carefully consider what's really going on, okay? Because right now the energies have been real intense. Now, if you're one of the people like me that couldn't sleep, when was that? Saturday night. And I don't have a lunar calendar in front of me. So I don't know if we had a solar eclipse or a lunar eclipse. I think we were supposed to have a lunar eclipse. And I don't remember what day that was. If anybody remembers, type it on the fast chat for me, will you? But anyway, I could not sleep. Now, the thing that surprised me is that when you go through a solar eclipse and a lunar eclipse, it's always going to change our physical bodies and our mental bodies and emotional bodies. And so that's a time when you can really do some house cleaning. And so I don't mean physically cleaning the house. I mean cleaning your body, you know, cleaning your mind. And so I found myself working. Now, I was working on some stuff that's fairly enjoyable, but it's very mundane computer stuff, you know. And I'll talk about that in a little bit, too, because I want to offer you guys something that could help. And it's free. So I'll let you know about that in a minute, but let me finish the story. So I found myself unable to sleep. And I have two cats, and they are beautiful little Siamese cats, and they are really funny. They have their personalities, you know. They're like my kids, and they respond when you ask them questions and all kinds of things. Anyway, they came up to me, and they do this little thing where they pat me on the leg or they'll pat me on the arm, and they look at me earnestly. And they did that for a while, and then they kind of sat there and complained. And I could tell they were getting a little bit irate with me, but I couldn't figure out why, and I was really busy. You know, I was working on setting up some websites and writing some content and doing all that kind of stuff. And I just didn't want to be disturbed, so I basically said, go lay down, you know, leave me alone. I'm trying to do some work here. And next thing I knew, it was 2:30 in the morning. And I was like, wow. That time just blew right past me. Now, I had been working from 7 o'clock in the morning, and here it was 2:30, and I wasn't tired. And at that point, I started to realize that there was something going on with the eclipse. So I thought, fabulous! You know, I'm not tired. I'll continue to get some work done, because there's other days when I don't want to do anything but sit on the couch, you know? And so I thought, okay, I'll do this. Next time I looked up, it was 5:15. I still did not feel really tired. My cats had given up. They had actually fallen asleep, and they were deep asleep. They were exhausted. Because, you know, it's really difficult following me around when I'm doing all this wild writing stuff, you know? So it was really kind of funny. So then about, you know, 6:30, 6:45, I was starting to get tired. So I put the cats out in their area, and I went to bed. I was asleep maybe 2 hours, and a telemarketer called me on my cell phone. Yeah, I'm on the do not call list, too. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so that was my Saturday into Sunday. Then I continued to work all Sunday. Now, the reason I'm telling you that is because oftentimes people get into a rut, and they don't do the things that really make them happy. You know, we all do things that we have to do for the J-O-B. You know, we got to get money in, we got to survive. You know, the world runs on money right now, so that's what you do. Do whatever you have to do. But there are some things that we want to do that we haven't been doing. And I've always told people, listen, if you hate your job, move. Get another job. Do whatever you have to do. It's not worth spending your life being unhappy. It's really not. I mean, that kind of stress can kill you. And there comes a point when, you know, having your own house and having a nice car and having a bunch of stuff will mean nothing to you. Maybe it means nothing to you now, other than a convenience. But the whole point of this is to just kind of take a little stock now, kind of step back, look at your life, and ask yourself, are you doing those things that make you happy? Now, even though I worked pretty much 48 hours straight, you know what? I'm happy. I was really happy because I was doing something that I found to be fun, and we'll bring money in from, you know, another income stream, so that's a good thing. But basically, it was really that I was enjoying putting the knowledge that I had out there and getting more knowledge, because I was also studying as I was doing all this stuff. And I felt at peace in a way that I hadn't felt for a while. Now, I have a lot of things I do that I really love. I'm an artist, too, so I love creating. And writing is creative, too, so, you know, so that was good. It's not quite the same as the other stuff, but it's still very creative. And so I found myself really wanting to create something that was going to help other people, too. And I thought about the stories, if you're familiar with the Neo-Tech Society, that they now call the Society of Secrets and all that stuff. If you've read any of that stuff, it's very interesting. One of the things they talk about is finding your Friday night essence. You know, find the thing that you would do rather than going to a party or going to a bar on a Friday night. What would keep you so entranced that you would do that and completely forget to do something else? Like you forget to eat, you forget that you were supposed to call somebody just to chat. You would forget. You know, time just is suspended. And unless somebody came and took me up into a spaceship and I didn't notice, I can tell you that I went through hours of that the other night. I was in the zone, you know, and I was just having this creative flow. And the thing that really, really hit me as I looked at everything that I'd written later is what I'm talking about is the recognition that we are all one. And each of us has something to contribute to the planet. And I've talked to a couple people lately about this little writing thing I was doing. And they said, oh, yeah, I couldn't do that. Oh, no, that's, you know, I mean, there's so many people that have so much more knowledge than I do. No, there aren't. You may think they do, but what they have is knowledge that you don't have yet. But the thing to remember is that each one of us is unique. And we are actually in this state of learning so that we increase God. So we have some, thank you, Eric. August 6th. Let's see, today's the 11th. So, somewhere around that time the energy was hitting. Interesting. So what I discovered this last weekend is that everybody needs to understand their worth. If you would think for a minute about all of the things that you've been through in your life, you're the only one that went through that. I mean, there may be other people who went through things, but they didn't take it the way you did they? Think about that for a minute. You are unique. And the whole reason for that is because the divine creator, the prime creator that made everything, just kind of like let pieces of itself go and help these pieces, you know, nurtured them, helped pieces to function. There are many, many other worlds, other universes that are way beyond us. And the cool thing about it is it never stops. It just keeps going. And so if you kind of start to recognize that you have more value than you think you do, then I think that that might open something up for you. And if you think you're not a writer, don't even worry about it. You know, you can get Dragon Naturally Speaking or some other software program like that. You just talk into it. The computer types it all out for you. Easy. And then you can ship it off to a freelance editor to spiff it up for you, or go find a freelance writer someplace as a ghostwriter. You know, whatever. But start writing down your experiences. What have you been to? And what have you put a spin on, your own unique little spin? Because I guarantee you that there is nobody else in the entire world that has your experience. Nobody. I don't care how old they are. I don't care how well-traveled they are or how well-educated they are. There is no match for you anywhere. And when you start to realize that, and start to realize that the spin that you have on every experience that you've had in your life is vitally important, not just for you, but for the entire Godhood. Because we are what makes God even more magnificent. When we all come together, when we remember that we are one, we bring all those experiences, good, bad, ugly, everything. It all comes back to God. And so every moment of your life is a gift. It's a gift for you, it's a gift for the people around you, and it's a gift for the Godhood itself. And if you realize that every place that you step is sacred ground because you're stepping on it, don't you think that would make life a little bit different for you? I'm just saying. You know, just think about these things. And as you go through life having these experiences, isn't it great when you can help somebody else? I mean, I love to share. I drag people along with me through all kinds of things because it's fun. And, you know, sometimes they go awry. You know, I try to make it so the things are good for everybody, but that doesn't always happen. Sometimes I'm just a doofus, you know. I'm just like everybody else, you know. We're all just doing the best we can, you know? So I don't want you to sit there and look at yourself and blame yourself for things and make yourself think that you're less than you are, because that would be a falsehood. The truth is, you're a unique individual and you are lovely and wonderful. And your path into enlightenment, every step of it is lovely and wonderful. And in every step, you can help other people. You know, not that they're going to walk the exact same path that you do. That's not what it's about. But you can help them over the hard parts. And by doing that, what you're doing is you're opening your heart and allowing their heart to open. Because the way this world is set up is that no one is healed by themselves. In order to get, you have to give. In order to be loved, you have to love. And in order to get enlightenment, you have to give enlightenment. That's the way it's set up. So if we do those things where we're helping other people, gosh, we could have so much more fun. especially if we recognize that that's what we're doing. So all this stuff came to me because I was working my buns off making websites. And let me tell you why. This was really funny. I'm learning about internet marketing and, you know, all that kind of stuff, and affiliate marketing, which I think is just the bomb. You know, it's great. And so I'm working it at spiffing up my websites and, you know, making things a lot better and stuff. What I have discovered after years of looking into this stuff and spending a ton of money from these so-called internet gurus is there are people out there on the web now that are giving away this information for free. And I'm not talking about sending you a CD. I mean, if these guys really wanted to help you, they don't have to send you a CD. You know, they can give you a digital download. No big deal. You go download it whenever you want. But what I'm finding on the internet is that all these offers, well, I'm gonna give you my $2,997 program for $1. That's it, $1. But you have to go here now because there's only 50 left. And so I always check into these because I want to see what people are doing, right? And there's usually like about a 10-page pitch letter there. 3 pages is short. And you got to read through all the thing. And, man, they've got great copy there. They make you want to just sign right up. And there have been plenty of times when I caught myself. I was about to sign up, you know. But I have to read the terms and conditions and all that stuff. So you click on the terms and conditions, or you scroll way down the very, very bottom. In the teeniest, tiniest print that they can get, grayed out so that it's very difficult to read, it says free for 7 days, or maybe 14 days if you're lucky, and in some cases a month. And then $39.97 every month after that. And the latest one is $97 a month. I've seen several of those come across my email. Now, they don't tell you that up front. They tell you, I am giving you my $3,000 program for just the shipping and handling. Oh, I'm such a saint. And so they're giving you this stuff, but it's $9.95 to get the CD. Now, the last time I burned a CD and mailed it, it was about $1.40, including the jacket. Now, it might cost you $9.95 per CD if you hired somebody who was really slow, you know, like mentally challenged and a klutz. It might cost you that much. But that's not what happens. What happens is that, you know, it's outsourced. It's all outsourced. And what they also don't tell you is it's not a 50-person thing. It's about 5,000 people. And if you do the math, that's around $49,000. And they can trot this thing out again and again and again. And so the only reason they trot that stuff out for just $10 is because they've got a new whiz-bang program that they want to funnel you up to. Now, I've fallen for a couple of these things along the way. And within 3 days to a week, you get a phone call from a specialist who wants to know how you're doing and how's it working for you. And, oh, gosh, you know, if you really want to make money on the internet, we'll hold your hand. And, you know, we'll give you this coaching program, and it's only $399 or $1,497 or $5,000. You know? So you just kind of have to laugh, you know. And I'm here to tell you that's the old way, and it's leaving. The new way is that we help each other. Now, I don't mind somebody being clever and making money on a niche market. Whatever. I mean, more power to you. If you've got something that's valuable, that you can teach other people, great, fabulous. But, you know, there's a lot of things where people are just saying, just give me a little hand. Give me a little step up, you know. Tell me how to do X, Y, and Z, and I'll worry about A, B, C, D, E, F, G later. But right now, just give me this, because I really need some help right now. And these are the people that are getting hurt because most of them don't have $9.95. And they certainly don't have any $399 to have somebody hold their hand. And so what I started doing is thinking about all this weekend. You know, it's really dangerous for me to sit around with nothing to do. because, boy, I start thinking about stuff. So there I was. And I'm looking at all these things, and I swear, I get like 3 to 5 emails a day from some of these internet gurus. I mean, it's like you're buried under an avalanche of email. And, you know, I just kind of, I got a little irate because every offer I looked at was this $9.95 for the CD or $4.97 for the CD. And in fine print, they all said, you know, trial ends in 7 days and then it's like $97 a month. And there's so much of that fine print. Do you really think anybody's going to read that? I started to get angry. Now, some people would say, hey, you know, buyer beware. I got angry because there's a lot of people out there that don't have 2 stones in their head to knock together that know to look for that stuff. Not everybody is smart. And they get these people into these things by telling them, oh, you don't have to be intelligent to do this. Anybody can do it. My 3-year-old can do it. Yeah, your 3-year-old can do it if you're holding their hand. You know, that's about it. So I got a little angry this weekend. Remember I told you I had that anger hit me? It wasn't just in the car. I was getting these waves of things hitting me. And so I would clear those out, you know, and I started thinking, what can I do about this? And so I'm going to challenge all of you to take a few minutes, at least once a week, and say, what can I do about whatever? What can I do to help? How can I make this earth a better place? And how can I help humanity? How can I help the animals? How can I help the plants, the earth, you know, whatever. Whatever your favorite thing is. Because we all have different jobs to do. And we don't have to do just one. So challenge yourself. See what you can do. I'm going to tell you what I did. Let me read the fast chat here for a minute. Yeah, right, Dominic. Exactly. So, Dominic's making a comment about, you know, you need to use that kind of $399 to spend on other things, like trivial things, like rent and groceries and, you know, things like that. And clothes, yes. And dental and medical. So I decided, you know, there's a bunch of free websites that you can get. And if you just Google free websites, you'll find a bunch of them. But check them out, because some of them are free for a month or free for 14 days, and then you have to pay. There's plenty of free ones out there, though. Look around for something that you really like. You can at least do free web pages, which is just a page. One page is also known as a landing page. And those places will host it for you for free. They'll give you your domain name. You don't actually own it. You know, you choose it, but they actually own it. They buy it on your behalf. So if you're thinking of setting up a business and you want your particular name, then you need to go to an independent service like GoDaddy or something like that, okay? Because most of these website people, they buy the name and then they own it. And then if you leave, you're going to have to pay them a lot of money to get that name. So be careful, you know, if you're doing any branding type stuff where you're, you know, you're branding your name or whatever. You want to own that outright. So you need a domain service. And then you can find hosting lots of places. But if you just want to do, you know, a couple pages or something, it's pretty easy to do. You know, pick something that's short and easy. And it's going to have an appellation after it. So it's going to be whatever that website is. So, like, I like Weebly and Webs, and I use Homestead, GDI, which is websites.ws. And if you're going to do any of those, I would appreciate if you would drop me a line and I'll send you the invite, because that's one of my affiliate marketing things. So one of the things I did this weekend is I set up a couple affiliate marketing websites. And one of them is called quickaffiliate.webs.com. And the whole reason I did it was to explain to people how it works. And I have another one that's called cashwhiledreaming.weebly.com. Now, the reason I did that was the same thing. They're a little bit different. I tell a little bit more on the quick affiliate one because it's more geared towards just affiliate marketing. The other one, the Cashwell Dreaming, is a little bit about affiliates, but it's also about, you know, tells you a little bit about traffic generation and things like that. So that's how you start. So if you're interested in doing something like that, drop me a line. You know, I'll give you some hints of things that you can do. You don't even have to have a website if you don't want. You could go to one of the blogs, you know, and do that kind of stuff. Now, the reason I'm telling you this is because I've heard from a lot of people that they're really worried about the economy. Duh. And they're really worried they're going to lose their job, or, you know, they're talking about cutting Social Security now. They're talking about all kinds of craziness, as you know. When you have a website or a web page or a blog, anything like that, if you know how to do it, you can monetize those sites. So you could be making some money off of these. You might have heard of Google AdWords, you know, those little ads that are on the side of most websites. You can get an AdSense account for free, and then you put those Google AdWords on your website or on your blog. You know, you can do links. There are affiliate programs left and right. You can get them through Google, or you can go to another site that's kind of a secret site where all the marketers go. I mean, there's all kinds of things that you can do that could start bringing in some money. Now, the other thing that you can do is you can do some of these online stores. And I have one available that I'm giving to people. I'll give you the code you can put on there. And you will make 3% off of the 10% or whatever percentage profit comes off of each item. You don't have to stock anything. You don't have to maintain anything. You don't take any orders. You just collect your check once a month. So, again, drop me a line. You know, pop into one of my websites. You can hit the contact form, and it'll automatically send to me. You know, there's plenty of ways to get a hold of me. So what I'm working on right now, because I'm having fun doing this, and it's not that hard, and it's easy for me to write, I'm writing content, you know, I'm putting things there. I aim to get as many people up and running with their own web pages or blogs or whatever they think would be easier for them to maintain, and get them monetized so that people have some money coming in. If you're not familiar with Google, the Google AdWords, what happens is if you click on a Google ad, then the person who places that ad there, the advertiser, is going to have to pay Google whatever. Some click-throughs are like 5 cents. Some click-throughs are 50 cents or more. Some are a couple of bucks. So if you were around, you know, when Google was first coming out, you might note that there were not a bunch of people on the Internet yet. And so advertisers bought those pay-per-click ads. They're called pay-per-click or PPC. And there was one lady who ended up owing Google like $1,000 in a month because it was a novelty, so everybody was clicking on it. She didn't get a single sale. You have to pay anytime somebody clicks through, not just when they buy. So what you can do is you can put those Google AdWords, you know, on your website. That's what's called monetizing the website. In other words, you're making it work for you while you're sleeping. Now, if you had a lot of websites, or if your website was, you know, like the whiz-bang website of your category and the one that everybody went to, you'd be doing pretty good. You know, these guys make hundreds of thousands of dollars a month, the guys that have the big websites. Now, for me, I always figured, hey, if I got $1,000 a month extra, I'd be pretty happy, wouldn't you? You know, that'd be pretty cool. So then I started thinking about, okay, how can people do this? There's a lot of people that are stuck at home. You can't go out and get a job. You know, and even if you could go out, you know, obviously you can't do it. But then, you know, they're looking for the cheapest person who's going to give them the best amount of work. So that might be somebody much younger than you. Or might somebody be somebody older than you? I don't know. But why do you want to put yourself through that if you could do something like this? So I'm just offering that up for thought. And I am doing everything I can to teach people the, you know, the simple way to do these things. You don't have to be brilliant. You don't have to be computer savvy. I mean, you do need to know what a browser window is. And you need to be able to read or have somebody near you that does. And you do need to be able to follow instructions. But other than that, you know, if you can follow a recipe, you can pretty much figure this stuff out. So that's what I'm offering. And I have newsletters that I'm putting out. And, you know, I'm trying to make it so it's not so labor-intensive. So I'm doing one newsletter for each category and then, you know, duplicating it for all these sites. Now, here's why. say you monetized your site and you had maybe $10 a week coming in from each site. Well, if you have one website, that's not too much. That's still, it's $40 a month. You know, it's better than a poke in the eye with a sharp stick. And then you decided, well, you know what? Maybe if I did 10 of these websites, I'd be doing better. And sure enough, you do 10 of the websites, and you're getting $100 a week. Whoa, that's a big jump, you know, from 40 to 400. 400 start to make a difference in most people's lives. Okay, what about once you learn how to put these websites together, and they're not hard, everything's point and click, drag and drop. Okay, so you learn how to do it and you get a little bit faster. When I first did it, it took me 2 or 3 days to put together a website because I had to figure everything out. Well, now it takes me about an hour. And that's including writing the content on it. 2 hours if I'm getting really fancy. And I can do a couple of those a day if I want to, but I don't. I'm lazy. I get up and play with the cats. You know, I go spend some time with my friends. I write in my books. You know, I do a lot of other things. Once in a while, I have to go slave over a hot patient, you know. But if you did just one website a day, you'd have 365 websites at the end of the year. Then the next year, you'd have an additional 365. And if they're all bringing you in $10 a week, I think you can start to see how that could make a huge difference in your life. Now, of course, if you have that many websites, you don't want to have to be dealing with a whole bunch of stuff. Now, you could always hire somebody with the kind of money you'd be raking in. So that's a thought. But basically, you want to put things on autopilot. And nothing is completely autopilot. You do have to set things up. But once you have them set up, it's not that bad. And, you know, there's things you can set up for free, like Google Analytics tool that's completely free, so you can track what's happening on your websites. And the different stores, the one that I'm using, is complete with all kinds of analytics. So you know what products are selling and what aren't, and you can actually move things around a little bit. You can choose different categories, 4 categories, or take everything. There's over 1 million products in the store. And they are working on having the capability for you to upload your own products. Of course, then you have to provide the products, too. You got to make sure that you're going to be able to do that because this is worldwide. But, you know, I don't know how it could get any easier, really. I mean, all you got to do is put a couple lines of code. It's called a snippet. And so you put a couple lines of HTML code on your website, and then people can click on it. And they go shop, and then they're back on your website, and you're going to get a percentage of the profit. And all you did was put on the website, which takes about maybe 5 minutes max, and that's from generating the code to putting it on there. And by the way, you don't have to know HTML. You don't have to generate the code. It's easy. So what I've heard from everybody, and the reason I kind of got off of my normal subject matter tonight, at least on this end of it, is because I've had a lot of people saying to me, you know what, I'm just tired. I don't want to have to work at a job anymore. I've had it. I've had so many people saying that to me. And so as I did all my work this weekend, I thought, what if I could teach everybody in an easy way that's not going to, you know, drag me out by having everybody call me. But if I could just do something in an easy way, I'm not charging anybody anything, it's free. You know, you sign up for the newsletter, you get more free tips and bonuses and stuff like that. Why? Because then I get to grab your email, and then I get to market to you. But I'm not marketing that aggressively. All I'm doing is I'm saying, hey, here's some free tips and stuff. You know, maybe this will help you. Have a nice life. And, you know, I'm working on developing good rapport to have a good relationship with the people that come to my websites. And, you know, once in a while on the affiliate websites, I'll give people some hints of some things that I found that they might be interested in. They're usually free to sign up, and you get a portion of whatever's being sold. So I started thinking about how that could help a heck of a lot of people, because people have money. It's not that people don't have money. What it is they're afraid to spend it. And the banks are not letting loose either. They got all those big bailouts, and they're not letting it loose. They're using it to buy up other banks, which is really criminal. You know, I think every one of those guys that's doing that should be hung. But that's my opinion. You know, they're supposed to be helping the people. They got all this money to do mortgage saving for people, and they're not giving it to them. That's horrible stuff. So what I'm saying is we have to hang together, all of us. We have to help each other. And we have to be looking at some alternative means of survival that does not depend on the normal routes of commerce. So this is one way that you can do it. It's on the internet. As long as we have internet, hey, we're good to go. Because there are people all over the world shopping at all hours, looking for certain products at all hours. In fact, I just bought an affiliate product a couple days ago. It cost me $27. It had everything in it that I was looking for. It was fabulous because it helped me to show that what I knew, what I've known so far, was really right on, because I'm not an internet guru. And so I wanted to be sure that what I was telling people was right. And I wanted to know if there was anything else I could use. And so I was very satisfied. I got my $27 worth. It was well worth it. But that's the first one that I've gotten into that I really felt that way about. So I'm just saying, you might want to think about it. And if you think it's something that you might like to do, drop me a line. You know, there's plenty of ways to get a hold of me. You can go to my coaching website, which is myreallifecoach.com. Or the marketing website is precisionadlink.com. You're welcome to go to either of those sites, check it out. And I'm working on creating the spider web, you know, and linking everything all over the place. That takes a lot of time, though. So you can do this real simply. You know, you can look around, find products that you like. Like one of the things I like to do is I'll go find a product that I like, and I'll check to see if they have an affiliate program. And if they do, I'll go join as an affiliate, and then I'll buy the product. So I get anywhere from 20 to 70% back. So that's one way to keep your costs down, too. So there's lots of ways you can do this that, you know, just be a little bit smart about it. And if this appeals to you, sign up on one of those websites. And, you know, I'm free with the information, you know. I do want your email address, though. So you'll have to sign up to get those kinds of things. But, you know, think about it. Maybe it'll help. And just realize that you are important. Realize that everything that you have been through in your life means something, not just to you, but to every one of us. You're so important. If I had some way, I wish I had some way I could just explain it to you. But I don't know how I could get through to you. Because people have been pounded down repeatedly for so long. They've been so hurt that all they want to do is hurt other people, or they want to crawl into a hole. And I just wish there was some way that I could get through to you with my voice right now, so that you would understand that you are a divine spark of God, the divine source that created everything. Whether you want to call it God's source, great mystery, doesn't matter. It doesn't care what you call it. But if you could just even for a moment remember that that's who you are, that's kind of like putting a chink in the dike, you know? Eventually, the hole's going to get bigger and bigger, and the spiritual water will flow through, and you'll be in bliss. But you got to start somewhere. And so do whatever it's going to take for you to get to that point where you can look deep within and find that spark of God, that spark of love. Because that's your core. That's where you came from, and it's where you're going back to. And then just work on growing that core. And work on becoming more of who you really are. And when you do that, then you'll really be blessed. And you'll be able to look at nasty people as if you're trying to figure out what they are exactly. I can do that pretty well now, you know. And the person I was talking to can probably do it pretty well too. I don't normally picture people as poop, but you know, I kind of tend to look at them differently than most people do, because I've been on the other side so many times, and I know what's real. And so I can look at some people's behavior and pull myself back from it and go, wow, look at that. I wonder what that's all about. And then I don't have to get caught up in the drama, because, boy, people will try to pull you into the drama. So I'm looking at ways where I can enjoy life more. I suggest that everybody does the same. For whatever time we have left on the planet, whether we ascend in 2012 or the planet blows up or the bad guys take over, whatever. Enjoy your life. You never know, most people don't know, when it's going to be over. There are people that thought they had a whole life ahead of them and walked out across the street and got hit and killed. I've seen plenty of those. I haven't seen them being hit. I've seen the aftermath after trying to save them in the ER. So, you know, people drop dead all the time of heart attacks and strokes and whatever. I lost my husband that way. He was only 46. And he had an aneurysm. Poof. Gone. You just don't know. So enjoy every moment of life that you have and celebrate the fact that you live. It doesn't really matter how much money you have or how expensive your house is. That doesn't matter. That's a superficial thing that matters only to your ego. Not that I don't love big, beautiful houses, mind you. I have nothing against that. But what I mean by that is that if all that went away, where would you be? You know, back in the 20s, people were taking a dive off of 20-story buildings because they could not live without their stuff. So what's going to happen if things get worse now? And really, is the stuff all that important? It really isn't. Your experiences in life are important. You don't necessarily have to have a lot of money to experience life. You do if you want to experience the good life, you know. if you want to experience it the way that the other half lives, then yeah, you're going to need a lot of money. And that's okay too, you know, if that's what your goal is. If you want to live the life of luxury, hey, I'm not here to judge you. I think we're all about experience. But I am here to help you. And as I had my little brainstorm this weekend, I got real excited because I can help people with the written word. I don't have to talk to them on the phone. I don't have to take my time up doing it beyond what I created. So I'm creating something that can help, and it'll help me too. So it's a win-win-win situation. So I hope that helps. I hope that gives you all a little bit of hope. I know there's a lot of listeners out there that are below poverty level, and they're really worried, and they feel terrible all the time. And to all you guys out there, all I can say is I care about you, and I know you're worth more than your net worth. I know that beyond a shadow of a doubt. So please hear that in your heart. And take some measures that are going to make you happy. And who knows, maybe this little website talk is what you need. And you can do it free. So, there you go. That's my contribution. One of them. Yeah. If you have any questions, you know, drop me a line. You know where to get me, dr.valerienmd@gmail.com. And also precisionadlink@gmail.com. And you can get to me from the my show page here, the Enlightened Medicine Show. Just click on that, and there's a contact thing there. There's lots of ways to find my contact information. And I would prefer that you email me rather than call me, because my ears get tired of being on the phone. But the email I can whip out pretty quick. Okay, so that's it for this week. Wow, that went fast. So I hope you guys have some hope from all this, okay? This is something you can do for yourself. Doesn't cost a thing, and could bring you what you need. You do have to do a little work, though, but, you know, it's not that hard. Okay, this show has been brought to you by our sponsor, Hydramay Skin Nutrition. You can find their products at hydramay.com, hydramay.com. They make wonderful products that are organic, all-natural skin nutrition. It actually absorbs into your skin and is very healing and soothing. And doesn't smell. That's a good point. So I hope you try it. If you haven't tried it yet, I enjoy it myself. It's beautiful stuff. And until next week, be happy, be healthy, and be who you really are. Nighty-night.
Do-do-do.